can't make the concert. Live streamers are coming to the rescue. The New York Times, November 8, 2023, 12:18 p.m. Get live music tentatively returned in 2021 after COVID shutdowns. More artists got back on the road in 2022, yet still hit pandemic-related snags. But 2023 has been a blockbuster for the live music business. Taylor Swift and Bianca copyright circled the globe with headline-grabbing extravaganzas, and they weren't the only story. Bruce Springsteen, Metallica, Drake, Travis Scott, Ed Sheeran, Morgan Wallen, Maluma and Madonna filled arenas and stadiums. Buying concert tickets, however, has become an increasingly complex and expensive endeavor as costs continue to rise and companies like Ticketmaster and SeatGeek battle bots and scalpers. Fans hoping to attend the year's hottest tours endured a maze of pre-sale registrations, digital waiting rooms and hours-long queues. Those fortunate enough to reach checkout were met with lofty ticket prices, some because of confusing dynamic pricing and additional fees. But listeners left at home weren't totally left out. iPhones, Instagram and TikTok have opened the door for intermediaries to bridge the gap between the gig and fans who didn't have the money, connections or luck to get through the gate. While in 2020, many artists turned to professional live streaming through official channels to beam shows to fans stuck in their homes, the format was largely abandoned as in-person concerts returned. 3 years later, a different kind of live streamer has come to the fore: amateur camera persons who show up with phones taped to their heads and backup batteries at the ready, eager to help hundreds or hundreds of thousands view the concert from home. The increasing sophistication of phone cameras, the popularity of platforms with live capabilities and the challenging process of securing tickets to big shows have all but codified live streams as an extension of today's live music experience. With the rising prices and Ticketmaster fiasco, we weren't able to get tickets, said Carly Eckstein, the Taylor Swift fan who has virtually attended nearly every weekend of the Eras tour with her two young daughters. Live streams allow us to feel like we are going to the show. In the days before sharing the concert live was technologically feasible, tape traders lugged equipment to shows where recording was permitted frequently by jam bands, including the Grateful Dead and Phish, who viewed the recordings circulating among superfans as a harmless non-commercial means of expanding their reach. Tape traders approached their hobby with the seriousness of professional archivists, collecting hundreds of cassettes, often identifiable by carefully handwritten titles and set lists, and safeguarding memories and music for generations. So who is the live streamer today? Some spend a few casual minutes with their phones trained on the show, giving at-home viewers a taste that could leave them more frustrated than pleased. But others increasingly treat their role with the seriousness of a live correspondent. Meet Matthew Serafin, the global traveler catering to a rabid fan base while becoming a character himself. Morgan Lee, a spontaneous streamer who rescued an important concert from obscurity. And Testbone, an at-home aggregator dedicated to Swifties. The road warrior Matthew Serafin was supposed to be heading home on an international flight, but he was too jazzed up to go to the airport. The night before, Serafin, 28, from Chicago, had live-streamed the opening of Bianca Copyright's Renaissance World Tour in Stockholm. Serafin had gone live once before for a portion of a 2022 Adele concert in Vegas, when less than a dozen people had joined his stream. Expecting the same results in Stockholm in May, he watched in amazement as Lizzo, SZA and tens of thousands of other viewers tuned in. Bianca Copyright would grace the stage for a second night in less than 12 hours. "I had to stay," Serafin recalled in an interview. He was lucky enough to grab a ticket to the show on Ticketmaster and booked one of the few remaining hotel rooms in a city experiencing a Bianca Copyright-related travel boom. Serafin was hooked. "Hooked on Bianca Copyright, my queen forever," he said, "and hooked on being the conduit between the artist he loved most and the rest of the world. My Instagram was flooded with messages from people thanking me for sharing the show. People from Sudan, Kenya, Norway, Peru, places that Bianca Copyright has never and probably will never tour," he said. Since the Stockholm show, Serafin has attended 8 Renaissance World Tour shows, and 2 of Swift's Eras Tour shows across 4 countries live streaming each performance. "To me, live music is, like, everything," he said. Growing up, he was among the few openly gay students at his high school in the Chicago area. that Bianca copyright and Lady Gaga concerts, he said, he learned to express himself among a queer positive crowd. Serafin estimated he'd spent $7,000 to $8,000 on his global live streaming tour, a sum he could muster thanks to his salary as an associate in the commercial bank at JPMorgan Chase and a bit of fiscal irresponsibility. Sharing his experience with others was worth the cost. Every individual on my stream is someone who's touched by getting to experience the show and wasn't able to be there themselves. And he enjoys the recognition that comes with being a vital streamer. I just go to work and I am just like a dude in khakis, Serafin said. But at Bianca copyright concerts, he's something of a star. People stop me. People ask for photos. It's crazy. As his audience has grown on Instagram, so has his ambition to move beyond megastars. Recently, he's begun streaming shows of pop-up and comers like Muna and Rania copyright rap. I want to introduce people to folks they may not know, he said. The one-time savior Morgan Lee had been standing in the hot desert sun for 12 hours to secure a near-perfect view of Frank Ocean's 2023 headlining performance at Coachella, a performance she was starting to fear wouldn't even happen. The artist was an hour late, and YouTube had canceled its live stream of the set, the only viewing option for fans unable to afford the festival's $549 tickets fees not included. When, finally, Ocean stepped onto the stage, Lee, 18 and from North Carolina, pulled out her phone. I knew people would want to see this, she said. By the night's end, hundreds of thousands of people had hopped onto Lee's live stream at its peak. 125,000 people were on simultaneously. Her Instagram account grew from 6,000 to 60,000 followers, her name trended on Twitter, and Lee was crowned a hero by fans across the internet. The viral moment changed her life. In June, she leveraged her newfound social media audience to release a debut music video, and, a few weeks later, she was taken off the wait list at NYU's Clive Davis Institute of Recorded Music, the closest thing one could get to going to pop star school, she said. Lee, who is now in her first year at NYU, described the event as a happy accident. Still, her prime view of the Coachella stage at the Ocean concert, which helped popularize her stream over others, was more a product of her devotion to the artist she loves than luck. Since she was a young teen, Lee has been concert camping, waiting for hours, or days, to get as close to the stage as possible. In August, she woke up at 3 a.m. to attend the Renaissance World Tour, her first ever Bianca copyright concert. As with Ocean's set, she was breathlessly close to the stars. But, this time, Lee didn't go live. I don't want to be boxed in as a streamer, she said. My goal is to be an artist. Even if she won't live stream again, she's happy she could provide the show to fans at home. It's not like an accessible show, she said. Streaming is the next best thing. The at-home director Tess Bone, 32, has spent the past few months helping Swifties, one of the most voracious fan bases in the world, gain nightly access to Eras Tour concerts that she locates, curates, and blasts out to her followers. Unlike Serafin and Lee, Bone doesn't film the concerts herself. She earned the unofficial title Live Stream Queen of the Eras Tour by using multiple devices to scan social media to find the best streams occurring at any given time. When pre-sale tickets for the tour became available last November, Bone knew she was among the lucky ones. She snagged tickets to the second night of the Eras Tour stop in Glendale, Arizona. After watching the show live, Bone resolved to provide the Eras Tour for everyone. The result was a DIY streaming command center set up in Bone's bedroom in Salt Lake City, equipped with a computer, two monitors, two iPads and a ring light. For 39 Eras Tour shows and counting, the 32-year-old has planted herself there, finding the highest quality live stream running and restreaming it from her iPad to her hundreds of thousands of TikTok followers. In the background, she has anywhere from 1 to 4 backups ready if a stream cuts out. For me, doing these live streams has felt like a stick hit to the man, she said. It's a way of saying, you screwed us over, but it's not stopping us. As a stay-at-home parent to 3 young children, she said streaming has also given her purpose outside of motherhood. Watching Bone's stream is dizzying. Texts and emojis whiz by as fans communicate on the chat function, feeding off each other's energy like at live shows. It's their way of being at the concert with their friends, Bone said. Her stream is an act of love and labor. She makes her Venmo handle available for tips. The job hasn't been lucrative, but she's making enough to cover her expenses and, at least for now, justify the over 200 hours spent live streaming the Eras Tour. A version of this article appears in print on A, Section AR, page 14 of the New York edition with the headline, Catching the Show Has Never Been Easier. Order reprints Vertical Line today's paper Vertical Line. Subscribe, share full article.